Reds taking on the Pirates. You want some defense? You did not have to wait long.
Here's a 1-1. Ripped to right. Caught on a diving grab in right field by Jesse Winker. Trying to make a leadoff walk to Gregory Polanco. Wasted effort, Robert Stevenson is. And a swing and a foul into the mitt of Tucker Barnhart to end the inning. We'll know momentarily who wins this battle. And Hudson pitches, and there is ball four, and he is forced in a run. Votto scores, everybody advances, and the Reds have taken a 2-0 lead. He's behind in the count right now to freeze. Three balls and a strike, and another hit puts him in a tie game here. And that one's another hit. Down the right field line. Here comes a tying run to the plate, and this game is all even at 2-2.
They get Benoit. Here's a drive into right field, way back by Winker, and that ball gone. It hit the top row and rolled over the bleachers out there. Did it go into the sidewalk? It might have. That's a home run for Jesse Winker, his second in two nights here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Lee Smith was painfully slow. Here's a high fly ball, hammered back into deep left field, and that ball is gone. Slow working or not, Adam Duvall is touching them all as he explodes one into the seats in left field.
Reds take down the Pirates 5-2 as they improve to 8-1 versus Pittsburgh this season. Cincy's insurance runs in the ninth came at the expense of Felipe Rivero, whose scoreless inning streak has snapped at 12 2/3. It was a solid outing Wednesday night for right-hander Robert Stevenson. He turned in 5 2/3 innings of one run ball, giving up just two hits, walking two, and striking out four. He settled for a no decision as he shared his thoughts with the media following the Reds' 5-2 victory against the Pirates on Wednesday night.
Is this something that's gonna, you're worried about lingering into your next?
Absolutely not.
So you're cool?
Perfectly fine.
Did you notice it at all just when you threw your warm-up pitches or the next two batters or anything? Didn't really?
No, and honestly, when it happened, I thought I was going to be fine immediately anyway, but I just wanted to be sure. Just because I did land on my throwing shoulder.
How do you feel about the outing itself?
I was very happy with it. You know, I think obviously still places I can improve, but I definitely want to build on this one. I think I was able to get ahead on guys a lot better this time, and when I got ahead, it was obviously a lot easier to work. You know, a couple four-pitch walks, but I feel like I corrected a lot better this time out than I did last time.
After making a spectacular diving grab in the first inning, Jesse Winker drilled a tie-breaking home run in the seventh as part of his all-around spectacular night. Winker shared his thoughts on the Reds' 5-2 win against the Pirates at PNC Park.
Yeah, I was just trying to put together a good at-bat, you know, try to put the barrel on the ball, and kind of like yesterday, just happened to get up and get out. That's what all I got for you. I was just trying to battle, you know, be a tough out. You know, I got down two strikes pretty quick. I was kind of willing to battle his splitter off like I did 0-1, you know, kind of with that check swing. I was willing to do whatever to try to get a fastball, and he gave me the fastballs I was looking for, and I just tried to put a good swing on it.
I mean, you come up yesterday, it turns out that this is going to be kind of an extended look. Could you have imagined it starting any better than it has?
You know what? I mean, this game's full of ups and downs, and you want to stay consistent. You want to stay right in the middle of it. Had some success early on, but, you know, just like anything, you just kind of want to ride the wave, not get too ahead of yourself, and I take it one day at a time. I don't try to look into the future. Definitely don't look into the past. Just want to keep it going. I was happy we won. You know, it was a great game. Duvall at the end really, you know, hitting that two-run bomb to give us some space, and Iggy with the six-out save. So that was fun to be a part of, and, you know, I just want to keep the streak going.
Robert Stevenson pitched one-run ball into the sixth, and Jesse Winker made a spectacular catch and drilled a tie-breaking homer in this one, leading the Reds to a 5-2 win against the Pirates at PNC Park. Here is Cincinnati skipper Brian Price.
Yeah, you know, and that's, you know, Benoit is no, walk in the park to hit off. I mean, this guy's been really good for a long time. He's still throwing hard. He's still locating. He's still doing a lot of good things, you know. That's a great arm, and gets him into a 2-2 count. He's got his whole mix of pitches he can throw, and it looked like he was able to catch a fastball down in the zone and lift it over the wall and hit that ball really Yeah, so certainly it was a big moment. I mean, that was like a 2-2 game that kind of lost a little bit of the steam there because we had a nice 2-0 ball game going, and then, you know, Bell and Freeze get the base hits that tie the ball game. So that home run was a huge lift to our ball club.
And he's looked pretty comfortable in right field and made a really, really nice catch.
Nice catch. He's throwing well and throwing accurately. Yeah, he's doing everything that you would hope that a young guy would do when he comes up and not trying to do too much and when he gets a good pitch to hit, not missing it.
Better night for Robert Stevenson. Was there any thoughts to maybe leaving him in there in the sixth to try to get out of it, or was he a little bit shaken up after driving after that ball? Was he injured at all, or what was the thinking there?
Well, I kind of jammed his shoulder. I think when he dove, he'll have a better explanation probably in his post-game interview, but he did bang his shoulder, and so what he really wanted, he just wanted to be able to throw a couple of pitches to make sure it wasn't going to be sore when he threw. He didn't want to come out, you know, which was great. You know, it would have been one of those situations where you can kind of come out of the ball game and there's no harm, no foul, and he really wanted to stay in. What it came down to was the matchup. You know, Josh Bell is 3-for-6 coming into this series. He's had some good swings off of him. And it was just that situation where I felt, you know, go to a primary reliever with a good cutter inside and velocity on Bell, and pitch ends up running all the way back to the other side of the plate, right to his strength, and he smokes it back up the middle for the base hit that, you know, ended up leading to the Freeze base hit that tied it.
Usually comes down to starting pitching three straight nights. You've got your starters giving you a chance to win.
Yeah, what a difference a day makes, you know, when you go to a series that we had in Miami where we just didn't perform well, and then we got a really good start from Castillo, 8 beautiful one-run innings. And then to follow suit here with the next two games with Homer and Rob, giving us a chance to take some leads. You know, it's a completely different ball game when you can manage a game from ahead. And I'm not just talking as a manager, I'm talking with the position players going out there and not having to dig themselves out of an abyss. And so it's been good to see. This is what we want to see. We want to see our pitchers, our starting pitchers are getting this opportunity. Take it and run with it.
The Reds send Sal Romano to the mound on Thursday. He'll be opposed by Chad Kuhl.